Jarman says the drop in beer sales paired with lower attendance mostly offset the new source of revenue. This summer, concertgoers paid $5 at the gate or $35 for a season pass. But the series drew an average of 15,000 people per show, which is about half of last year's attendance. That's why Jarman says it will still require a large financial commitment.
But much less than it was last year. And so that's very encouraging. It gets us back on track. Our budget was at zero. We were using every resource we could come up with to fund this concert series, and it was just too much of a drain on the Salt Lake City Arts Council.
Jarman adds artist fees, which make about two-thirds of the budget, continue to rise. So he doesn't expect the concert series will turn a profit anytime soon.
I'm hoping that it'll mean that we can continue with this level, maybe even bring in a little bit higher profile artist that we can now afford on the series.
Jarman says if concerts had been free again this year, only four or five shows would have been mounted instead of nine. The Twilight series wrapped up August 30th in Salt Lake City's Pioneer Park. Whitney Evans, KUER News.